I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If there's one word that explains why some people leave home to go to another country, it could be the word desperation. How else to explain why you'd get on a rickety raft to cross the Mediterranean, or allow yourself to get packed into a tractor trailer in the middle of summer and let a stranger shuttle you across the U.S.-Mexico border? Yesterday, a tractor trailer was discovered in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio, Texas. It had been packed with as many as 90 people. With temperatures over 100 degrees this weekend, the trailer became a virtual oven. 10 people died and dozens more were hospitalized. The driver has been charged with illegally transporting dozens of people across the border. Amy Fisher is with Raices, a nonprofit that provides legal services to immigrants in Central Texas. She says this kind of tragedy has happened before, though it's not common.
What is common are stories of migrants and asylum seekers really taking extraordinary risks to come to the United States to seek refuge. And that's the part of the story that is not uncommon.
Right. And often in the hands of human smugglers like coyotes.
Exactly.
So what's going to happen to the survivors once they're released from the hospital?
I think our biggest concern is that they will unfortunately be placed in detention centers and subsequently deported. ICE has a poor track record of treating survivors of trauma appropriately, and I think our biggest fear is that they will now be subject to harsh immigration laws that criminalize people who have been victimized, who have survived trauma, who have fought tooth and nail to try and save their lives.
And I know you're in D.C., but what have you been hearing from your colleagues with Raices in Texas about how authorities in San Antonio handled this particular case?
We've seen wonderful things and things that we've been disappointed by. So I think the response from the community in San Antonio has been really beautiful. We had a few hundred people out last night at a vigil for the families. I've gotten calls and text messages, and all of us at Raices have gotten calls and text messages from folks asking how they can help. And that's really remarkable. We saw the first responders out there on Sunday morning, helping the folks, getting them to hospitals, treated for whatever they needed to be treated for. And I think we really celebrate that, right? That's beautiful. And that's what these people are supposed to be doing, the first responders. I think on the other side of things, we at Raices are condemning San Antonio Police Department for calling ICE. We understand that the Department of Homeland Security can investigate smuggling cases, but we also know that the Department of Homeland Security tends to cause more harm to immigrants than help. And so we are challenging law enforcement, especially in a state like Texas, especially in a political climate like we have now, to really think of alternatives to treating survivors as criminals, which we know the Department of Homeland Security will do.
So that's in the short term. But what can be done to address this more globally, to make this stop and not repeat these horrific deaths?
I think we have to have a larger conversation and shift the paradigm as to how we are treating the situation of immigrants and asylum seekers in the United States. We're treating the issue as a national security issue, as a border security issue, when really we need to treat it as a humanitarian issue. We need to stop equating immigrant with criminal. We need to stop militarizing our border so that people are not forced into the hands of smugglers, so that they are not forced to risk their life in order to try and save their life. That's a decision that no human being should have to make.
Amy Fisher, Policy Director of the Immigrant Rights Group, Raices, in Washington. Thanks very much, Amy.
Thank you.